NPR's business news starts with a merger cleared for takeoff. The Justice Department has agreed to a deal with American and U.S. Airways that would create the world's biggest airline. The settlement requires the airlines to give up several dozen coveted takeoff and landing slots at major airports. The government had previously sued to prevent American and U.S. Airways from merging at all, but it now says this arrangement will benefit passengers. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The government says low-cost airlines like JetBlue and Southwest will get those takeoff and landing slots and expand service at Reagan National in Washington, LaGuardia in New York, and other airports. Assistant Attorney General Bill Baer says many passengers will see lower fares.
These divestitures will allow low-cost carriers to fly many more direct and connecting flights throughout the country each day. This agreement has the potential to shift the landscape of the airline industry.
Both JetBlue and Southwest, potentially big winners here, issued statements saying they're looking forward to expanding their service in New York and Washington. Travel industry analyst Henry Hardeveld of Hudson Crossing says while some travelers will see lower fares, the government's assertion that this deal changes the industry's competitive landscape is a bit of a stretch.
The airlines are giving up a small number of slots in comparison to the total number they have at each airport. It certainly is good that they're doing this. It will help. But this doesn't shift the landscape by any stretch of the imagination.
Another industry observer, Rick Sini, the CEO of FareCompare, adds that this merger and the overall consolidation of the industry will likely mean higher fares for those in smaller cities.
If you were in a small regional city that had two or three legacy airlines that took you to their hub city and you only have one left, there's going to be no incentive to discount in the future.
The merger between American and U.S. Airways is slated to become final by the end of the year. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.